سلام 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 سلام
بسم الله. السلام عليكم. Peace be unto you. Welcome to another episode of the Dean Show, which is a way of life we try to put out there for everyone to see, helping you understand Islam and Muslims. And it's always something pleasant when we see that somebody has accepted the truth, which is surrender and to submit to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, alone, without any partners. And we have one of those Muslims today who used to be a Christian, and we're going to talk about his story, which probably all of you are eager to hear, why someone would accept Islam. So get ready to meet Ronaldo here on the Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah in every condition.
He said a bunch of Arabic, which maybe if you tune in for the first time, you said, man, do I need to take an Arabic class? So he said, I wish peace upon him. He wished it back upon me. And we thank the Creator of the heavens and earth.
That's right.
See, there you don't take that Arabic class yet. So you used to be a Christian.
Yes, I did.
Let's go into the history right there. Tell us about your past.
Actually, I was a Christian. And at some particular point in my life, my mother moved across the street from a funeral parlor. And I thought that, you know, people just always, death wasn't a reality. Because when they died, I thought that, you know, you turn the channel and you see the same guy who died and got shot in the last movie, he's in the next movie. So I didn't really realize that death was a reality. And one day, when we moved across the street from a funeral parlor, I went in to investigate the reality of death. And I got the shocking reality that death was real and that people really died. It was so shocking to me that I went home, you know, to tell my mother, and my mother was asleep. And in seeing my mother sleep, it reminded me about my mother and the day that she's going to die. I became so frantic, I think maybe for about 2 years. I couldn't really, food didn't taste the same. I couldn't sleep. I was just worrying, when is death going to come and take my mother? When is it going to happen? Until one day my mother said, boy, stop worrying about me dying. I'll probably outlive you. And then when my mother said that, I thought about me dying. And I tried everything that I could. I became more religious and I started reading the Bible more because I wanted to escape death. And there's a chapter in the Bible that talks about the return of Jesus, that the people wouldn't need to die. Because Jesus would be returning, and that's what I asked God to bless me with the time. Well, my life still went through turbulence. You know, my mother took me to fortune tellers. She took me to a shrink. And the shrink told my mother that it was just a reality check, you know, and that I was just becoming more matured and that she needed to spend more time with me. And at that particular time, I saw a movement, Elijah Muhammad's movement. And I thought that the black nationalists were really, that they had something, because they used to quote all these actual facts about nature and this and that and that and that. Until one day, two Jewish lawyers came to my mother's house. They were doing pro bono, helping her get a divorce. And they looked on the walls and saw that I had messages to the black man and all of that stuff. And they said, you don't really think we're the devil, do you? And it was a reality check again for me. I said, wow. You know, the devil just wouldn't be so kind to help people. These guys didn't do anything but help my mother. And then a friend of mine told me, he said, listen, man, if you really interested in Islam, you know, checking out Elijah Muhammad, he said, you should really check out Orthodox Islam. And it just happened for me from that. You know, my name used to be Ronaldo, which is a Spanish name. And at some particular point when I really became inquisitive about Islam, I said, wow, I need to probably drop that name too and change it. And I changed my name to Shakur. Shakur means one who is thankful and grateful. And I am eternally thankful and grateful to Allah for allowing me, you know, to accept Islam.
How did you go from now thinking about death when primarily people are thinking about at a young age, how am I going to hook up with the next young lady, how am I going to get to the nightclub, how am I going to make the money? How were you at a young boy thinking about death?
Death, I mean, death just took over. I thought more about death than anything else. Nothing else was important. I mean, I used to like sugar frosted flakes. I mean, even the sugar frosted flakes, they weren't even sweet because death was scaring me. It was scaring the life out of me. You know, I mean, I wasn't interested in things because...
Hip-hop?
None
of that stuff.
None of those things could make me escape death. You know, death was a reality. I went into the funeral home, and that's how I stumbled upon the reality of death. I saw a man in the coffin, and the people were just sitting around crying. And I walked over to the man, you know, nudging him, asking him, what is everybody crying about? And the man was hard and cold. And I looked at the man like, wow, death is real, you know? And I thank Allah for that experience, because that's the same thought about death today, although I'm not afraid of it. But it keeps me, as the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Muslim lives in between two realities, the reality of fear and the reality of hope. That fear is the death of dying and knowing that, you know, death is a painful thing for the person who doesn't have the pleasure of Allah. And that's what made me want to find a way out of escaping it.
So how did you finally make the transition to Islam?
Actually, a friend of mine, he was a boxer, and he was an intelligent guy, and he told me, you know, we went from childhood to Job Corps, and he said, listen, man, you know, Elijah Muhammad's movement is a cult, it's a nationalist cult. You know, and
really has nothing to do with Islam.
He said, and if you really, really are interested, you know, in Islam, you need to check out Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, from 1400 years ago. He said, that's the real Islam. And I listened to him, but I didn't really, really make that transition. You know, I used to. When Elijah Muhammad died in 75, then I wanted to be a Muslim, and under the Elijah Muhammad's cult, and I even wrote to try to get an X, and then my friend still insisted. You know, he said, "Listen, man, that's not Islam." So when Elijah Muhammad died, and his son Warathuddin became the leader, the minister for the nation, then I started listening to him, and I thought that he was God at first.
Who?
Wallace D.
Yeah.
And then my friend just came to me again and said, see, don't you see how you're thinking? And you're not really, really thinking. And I went from evolving from that, you know, to coming to the Sunnah by just investigation. And I looked at the things that the Prophet said, you know, who he was and how he single-handedly, by Allah's grace, you know, conquered a peninsula. And that, you know, step by step. Then I went to Detroit. I went to school there, to Wayne County College. And I met a professor named Dr. Shaker. And from there, you know, I took Arabic, Islamic studies, and I saw that Islam had a real body of information. I didn't need to worship men anymore. I didn't need to associate, you know, my blackness as being religious, you know, that I could really, really implement the principles according to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and become a real Muslim. And that spawned me to get started, and I've been on that quest to try as much as I can to be the best Muslim that I can.
So, brother, what do you think now has, by accepting Islam, the way you lived before, what was your ideology, theology, and how do you live now, and what do you actually believe now?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know if I told you that I'm a policeman now. And now, coming to Islam, you know, I thank Allah so much so, because Islam has given me a goal. You know, I mean, prior to Islam, I could do what I wanted to do. Now Islam is directing my life, is steering my life. I mean, I have things that I'm trying to accomplish as a Muslim, where before there was no definitive source that said, okay, yeah, education, you know, it's a plateau, it's a step in going in the right direction, but I had no real connection to God. You know, now I have a connection. I mean, I spend my time now trying to learn more Quran. I try to recite more Quran. I'm trying to memorize more Quran. I'm trying to practice, you know, more Quran. These are the things of virtue that are giving me a sense of direction. And I think without that direction, I think I would have fallen into many of the pitfalls that people have fallen into in terms of drugs, fornication and adultery, robbing people, you know, and just stealing, and just to try to amass the vastness of wealth that I could, you know, through doing that. And now, you know, I understand when the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you'll only get in this life what Allah wrote for you. So there's no point in me trying to steal now. You know, I have my beautiful, lovely wife here with me. I'm married, you know, and I'm really striving for something that I hope, as the Prophet said, you live in between hope and fear, that I'm hoping that Allah will accept from me as an offer. Or as he says in the Quran, who will loan to Allah a most beautiful loan that Allah will repay you back handsomely for? I mean, that's what my life is about. It's about sacrifice now. It's about giving. It's about kindness. It's about all of the things that make humanity wholesome, you know. And it's not a facade. It's real, because I believe that if I'm going to get to paradise, it's going to be by the effort that I put in to trying to please Allah. And so that's what life is about for me now, you know.
You know your purpose now. You know who your creator is.
Yes.
You know how to worship him.
Yes.
And you got the blueprint in life.
Yes.
Tell us, for our viewers now, non-Muslims, who have got a distorted view of Islam from the media, from people with an agenda. They possibly think that you now have no connection with Jesus, that, man, this guy's got a maybe some... They hear the word jihad, they hear all these misconceptions.
Yeah.
And you know what? What you just said now, they can relate to it. So they're kind of in between.
Yeah.
Give some advice to those people.
You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, the thing that I hope that your viewers get the reality of. I mean, I want you to go to the movies and see any show that you want to see, you know, preferably an action-packed show. And there's something that they call the religious experience. And I'm talking now from a psychological perspective. Notice how there always has to be a good guy. And the good guy in the movie always has to win. Well, that's the same thing when it comes to the media. The media always wants to control. They always want to win. So quite naturally, Islam is not the religion of the state. Do you really think that the people who are feeding you psychologically is going to tell you the truth? No, because now they lose control. They lose control. The real pristine purity of this message of Islam, it's not from any of cults. It's not from these sick people who are going out there and killing innocent people. No, the message of Islam is peace. And any two time that you find a lifestyle that doesn't advocate peace, it advocates destruction and confusion and abuse. That's not the religion of God. This is the thing that I'm hoping that your viewers can realize and come to grips with and check out Islam. I'll tell you something. One of the things that God can never be, he can never be a liar. Look at the message in the Quran and see if the message is A, obtainable, B, see if it is the type of message that will make humanity have harmony. If it does, then listen, you found the right way. And it is the message of God. If it doesn't, believe me, it is another path to destruction.
Thank you very much, brother, for being
you.
With us.
Thank you.
Jazakallah khairan.
Wa anta min ahli jazah. And may Allah make you of the people of Jannah, paradise. Ameen.
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 And I'd like to thank you again for coming to the source to learn about Islam and Muslims every week. God willing, we have a new show at thedeanshow.com. If you missed us on the TV in the local station in Chicago, you can catch all of our shows on the website, thedeanshow.com, thedeenshow.com. And we'll see you again next time. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.